Authors, writers, dreamers, all. Each day is an invitation to accept the call. I'm Brooke Warner from She Writes.
And I'm Grant Faulkner from NaNoWriMo. You're listening to Right Minded, weekly inspiration for writers.
Hello, book enthusiasts, overwhelmed authors, indie gods and goddesses, and industry insiders and outsiders alike. Today's episode, I have to confess, is somewhat self-serving, and I say this because authors are often so confused about this company we're going to talk about today, Ingram, which touches so many areas within the world of book publishing. And so I'm thrilled today that we're going to be talking with Robin Cutler from Ingram Spark, who is going to talk to us about this one arm of Ingram, which is their self-publishing platform, and also to help us sort out what we need to know about this one single company that is so central to the book world as we know and understand it here in the States. And so it's my privilege, as always, to be here today with my very bookish co-host, Grant Faulkner. And Grant, you interact with Ingram as an author, and in your role as NaNoWriMo, I'm guessing, because so many of your NaNoWriMo authors go on to use Ingram in various capacities. They're everywhere. Do you feel like you understand the ins and outs of Ingram?
You know, I actually don't, or I only do it to a certain level. And I say that because as an author, my publishers have largely been the ones to work with Ingram. So I don't know much about the whole book distribution side of things and how they work with bookstores. But I want and need to learn more. And we have been very lucky at NaNoWriMo because Ingram has been a generous sponsor for several years, Ingram Spark in particular. And they've, as part of their sponsorship every year, they've helped put on some very helpful webcasts to walk authors through all the nuts and bolts of publishing and self-publishing in particular. In fact, we just recently hosted one webcast. If listeners want to go to the NaNoWriMo YouTube channel to check it out, it's really, really good. And you mentioned that we're talking to Robin Cutler today, who works in a particular part of Ingram, Ingram Spark, their self-publishing arm, as you mentioned. But Ingram, you know, has many divisions and plays a huge part in the book galaxy. So, Brooke, I think you're actually the one who can untangle some of that for listeners or guide us through the Ingram constellation, rather.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I'm intending to do because it is something to untangle and helpful for authors to understand the role that Ingram plays in the book industry. Because if you're a writer or an aspiring author, understanding all of this is pretty critical to how you navigate the world of publishing post-publication. So Ingram is big, first and foremost, and you just want to put your business hat on for a second, just because we're going to talk about entities. And Ingram has multiple entities under its parent company, which is called the Ingram Content Group. Now, those entities include the Ingram Book Company, and this is a wholesale business, which means that they sell to bookstores and retail outlets and libraries. And then there's Ingram Publisher Services, which is their traditional distribution arm that serves publishers. So they have publisher clients that they actually sell those books into bookstores. And then there's Ingram Spark, which serves self-published authors. They have other entities too for the enthusiasts out there, like Lightning Source, which is still active, but has largely been replaced by Ingram Spark, and also CoreSource, which is their digital services. But the main thing that gets confusing to authors who have ever been in the position of talking about Ingram is that the company has all these different entities, and almost all of them have the word Ingram in the name. And so if you go to a bookstore and you tell the buyer there that your books are available through Ingram, that can actually mean more than one thing. It can mean that you're self-published and that your book is in the Ingram catalog available through Ingram Spark. And it can mean that you opted into Amazon's expanded distribution, which makes your book available to bookstores and libraries. And that can also be through Ingram. And it can also mean that Ingram Wholesale is just making your book available, whether that's because they're actually holding stock or because your book is set up as print on demand. And then finally, it could mean that you're traditionally distributed through Ingram Publisher Services. And so as you're listening to me, you might be wondering, why the heck does any of this matter? And it does matter because when you're talking to industry people like bookstores and retailers and people who might be hosting you for a conference, librarians, anyone in the world of publishing who might be interested in carrying or selling your book, the way you talk about how your book is available is actually a pretty big deal. And so you do want to understand how you can get your book into various outlets like bookstores, libraries, and retail stores. And Ingram is the biggest supplier of books in the country. And so availability through Ingram is 100% necessary. And some self-published authors, I find, don't quite understand how critical it is. And I think this is evidenced by the fact that I talk to a lot of authors who say, oh, well, all that really matters is getting my book up on Amazon. And my argument today in this podcast and forever is that that's not enough. You know, you want your book to be available on Amazon, yes, and you always want to upload your book to Ingram.
That's great information, Brooke. You know, it reminds me, I recently attended a talk at a book festival that featured a best-selling author who had started publishing decades ago. And one of the questions she was asked was how all the transformative changes in publishing had affected her. And she said that none of the changes had, because it was her agent and her editor's job to worry about all of that. And I was struck, because I don't think that's the case today, even for best-selling authors, perhaps. Your agent and editor are going to do a lot for you, but you have to know more about the business than ever. And the changes just keep happening so quickly. So you got to stay attuned to them and really work to stay informed. There's just so much to learn. So like you said, you shouldn't just upload your book on KDP and consider it a day. And for my discussion, actually, with the folks at KDP, they don't recommend that either. And I'm not an expert on all this in any way. So I just want to direct people to some resources, because that's basically my mantra is learn as much as you can. And fortunately, we have a lot of resources on the internet which can guide people. In fact, we on this podcast, Right Minded, we interviewed NaNoWriMo self-published author Sarah Cannon a few months ago. And she is just a wealth of knowledge about this. And I love her approach as a fiction author to the self-publishing world. And that episode is called Developing the DIY Mindset Necessary to Self-Publish Well. And then the podcast I mentioned earlier with that we just did with Ingram Spark is called Publishing Strategies, and it's on the NaNoWriMo YouTube channel. And I also want to add your book, Brooke, Greenlight Your Book. When I read that, I learned so much about publishing in general and self-publishing in particular. But you know more than I do, Brooke, obviously. So tell us more about the nuts and bolts of self-publishing.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thanks for plugging that book. And you know, obviously, I've been doing this for 20 years and I think about it a lot. And this is a bit of a wonky episode, but one that I really wanted to do because it's partly advocacy for self-published authors and other indie authors to understand how critical it is to do things right, you know, that it's just not enough to do it one way. Amazon is a huge marketplace, to be sure, but it's not the only marketplace. And so I think that because Ingram, in effect, is the primary provider of books to retailers, you just want to make sure that it's easy for your books to be available to bookstores and libraries and any kind of special markets. And so I see today's episode being a bit of a way to champion people who are thinking about publishing independently, and also to begin to think about how to think independently as an entrepreneur when you're an author, because the world really has changed so much. It used to be the case, it's true, that agents and editors would be the ones to shepherd you through this process, and you could just, you know, close your eyes to all of the business part, but no longer. Even if you're a traditionally published author, there's so much that falls on your lap. And so if you want to be successful in today's marketplace, understanding the mechanisms to make that success happen is super critical. And a lot of that really does revolve around Ingram and how your book is available in the world.
Yeah, and just so listeners who are self-published authors understand, Brooke, Ingram doesn't necessarily promote or market your book to retailers. You as an author still need to do your marketing, your promotion, and part of that is asking bookstores and libraries to carry your book or to create enough buzz that they'll choose to. And then you just need to make sure that your book's available on Ingram. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's an important aspect for all authors to understand the discounts and figure out how to upload your book properly. Because if you want your book to be available to libraries and to bookstores, for instance, you have to set your discount at 55%. And again, we're getting into kind of these specifics, and yet they're important specifics. Because if, for instance, you say, well, a 55% is a lot to give away, and it is, and you say to yourself, well, I'm just going to say 30% because I want to make more money. I want to keep 70% for myself. If that bookstore buyer goes into the back end and sees, oh, look at this book is available for just a 30% discount instead of 55%, which is what we require, then they just won't order it. And sometimes people don't understand what they do wrong or how they sabotage themselves to make their books unavailable. And it's true that Ingram has marketing programs and different things that you can opt into, but they're not actively marketing your book. They really are a platform that makes your book available and then fulfills books to bookstores and libraries and other places. So as an author, especially a modern author, yeah, you're the one who has to go into bookstores and talk to people and build some buzz around your book. And that can be very hard for people who just want to write for the love of writing.
Yeah, I certainly do. And while we're talking about this, I remembered one more resource. We just interviewed him, John August. He's an NaNoWriMo author and wonderful podcaster and scriptwriter. And when he published his first novel, he did a special podcast series called Launch, and it covers the journey of making a book from the initial idea, the initial writing, to the bookstore shelves. So it's a really fun listen, and it's a fun way to learn about how a book goes from word one to the bookstore shelves. And so much of writing and publishing is about launching. So let's launch into a green light moment, Brooke.
Thanks, Grant. Yeah. So today's green light moment is a celebration of author publishers. So one of the roles that I currently have is that I'm the chairperson of the Independent Book Publishers Association. And this is an association that deliberately refers to self-published authors as author publishers, a term that I really like because that's what you are if you're doing it right. There is nothing about publishing that is self when you are building a team and learning the business of publishing. So therefore, you're a publisher if you are an author publisher and it's just of your own titles. So one of the things that any publisher learns early on is that there's a lot going on in book publishing, and you need to get your books on as many platforms as possible. As I said, not limiting yourself to Amazon, but including Ingram and all these EPUB platforms that are available to authors. So please do that. You know, if you take one thing from today's episode, it's that in the world of book publishing, Ingram really is king. You know, a lot of people will think that Amazon is, but Ingram is so central to what we do. So make sure to get your books up on Ingram Spark and make sure that your books are available in the Ingram catalog. And also, this is just to say that a true author publisher is someone who takes seriously the professionalism that's expected in this industry. It's so much part of the advocacy work that I do. Greenlighters know this is true. Greenlighters don't try to do everything by themselves. They get help. And so to all the awesome author publishers out there, setting good examples for those who are rising up in the ranks behind them, thank you for the good work that you're doing. And for those of you who are trying to figure it all out, please join the Independent Book Publishers Association. It's a fantastic organization. And the cool thing is that we can also hang out next April at Publishing University, which is happening in April 2020 in Redondo Beach. And I hope I'll see some of you there.
I love that recasting of self-published author to author publisher. It's much more true, I guess, much more accurate.
Yeah, thanks, Grant. I really like it too. I think it's a little bit more empowering. And on a note of empowerment, what's your pep talk today?
Yeah, I decided to make my pep talk similar or within the theme of today instead of just about writing, because it is so tough for authors and author publishers to make that next step to become, you know, salespeople essentially for their work, marketers and salespeople. And so I like your guiding premise that as an author, you need to make sure you're always ready to make a sale, and you never know when a sales opportunity might arise. And so I'm thinking, for example, when you're at an event in any capacity, especially as a speaker in at an event or as a reader, always make sure you bring change to the events. Invest in a square to take credit cards. These sound like simple, small things, but they're actually not. It's so frustrating when you don't have things available to make a sale of a book to someone who wants to buy it. And on that note, you might even keep books with you in your car. I'm very serious about this. I keep a bag full of materials, including a tote bag full of books, and then other like bookmarks and things like that in my car, because you might go to a bookstore or talk to a soccer parent on the sidelines, and it's just best to be equipped with your materials and have them available. Also, I occasionally pin a card for one of my books on the bulletin board in cafes, because just why not? You know, what do I have to lose? And then I think there's the sales encouragement slash knowledge around everything that Brooke has mentioned. So know the role that Ingram plays, and also know the role that Amazon plays. For example, it helps to ask your friends and family for book reviews, just like we do on this podcast, because Amazon's algorithm recognizes things like that. So part of being an entrepreneurial author is always being ready to make a sale. So it's good to get into that mindset.
Thanks for that, Grant. And we will be right back after a short break with Robin Cutler from Ingram Spark. Welcome back, everybody. And today we have as our guest the director of Ingram Spark at Ingram Content Group, Robin Cutler. Robin is committed to helping independent publishers easily get their content into the hands of readers around the globe. And to make this happen, she leads the development of Ingram Spark and continues to support and refine the platform to better serve independent publishers. She is a leader in the independent publishing space, and when not developing new programs and services for Ingram Spark, she can be found sharing her expertise at industry events around the world. And I know that all too well, Robin, because you travel a lot and you speak a lot. So thank you for making the time to be on our podcast today.
Oh, really happy to be here, Brooke. Thank you for inviting me.
So this is a leap for us in a sense that this is a podcast that bills itself as inspiration for writers. But when I was thinking about what inspires me, I thought, well, authors who know what the heck they're doing, right? And you and I share a similar sensibility toward authors, which is that we're true author advocates. And we also have high expectations because we want them to succeed and do it right. So with all that said, I was wondering if you could tell me what inspires you about working with authors. Publishers or self-published authors?
Well, I'm one of those people that actually believes that the process of writing sort of elevates you as a human being. and the process of authors in general, you know, bringing their ideas to fruition, you know, elevates all of humanity. And so I have a really high opinion of authors in general, writers in particular, and just think that, you know, it's just a something that really everyone should be doing. And I know that the work that we've done with NaNoWriMo, you know, certainly kind of speaks to that.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely appreciate your support, Robin. And you spearheaded Ingram Spark, which is a platform for self-published authors. And it seems like there are more and more offerings all the time, and that you're truly trying to make headway so that self-published authors can have a fighting chance and play on a level playing field. Is there a big push at Ingram Spark to level the playing field? Is that a motivator?
Well, you know, what's great about, you know, working for this big company, Ingram, is that, you know, all these tools that Ingram has always made available to publishers, you know, now can actually be accessed, you know, at the author level. And that's certainly something that we take a lot of pride in, something that we're really aware that, you know, that is part of our mission to be able to, you know, provide, you know, a single book author entry into the marketplace in a really affordable and easy way. And, you know, we work every day in trying to add, you know, more services and more ability for an author to be able to kind of reach their goals that way.
Well, and Robin, I laid out for our listeners as best I could at the start of this episode. Grant and I do a little back and forth before the interview, a roadmap of Ingram, explaining the different, as best I could, right? Explaining the different entities that exist and why authors need to understand Ingram and its ins and outs. But as an Ingram insider, can you speak to what Ingram means within the world of book publishing, and not just as a brand, but I guess to explain to aspiring authors how deeply entrenched Ingram is in book culture in this country?
Well, I like to, and I even show this graph when I do presentations where, you know, Ingram is sort of the center hub, you know, in a lot of ways of the publishing sort of universe. So on one side, you know, we have publishers from the largest publishers in the world down to a single book author that are providing their content to Ingram so that then that content through books, print books, and also ebooks can be made available to retailers, bookstores, libraries that are also customers of Ingram. So we serve publishers on one side and bookstores and libraries on the other side.
Yeah, Robin, I was going to say, Ingram does so much in the world of books. It has distribution, publishing, wholesale, fulfillment. And Ingram also has such a solid reputation in the industry, which is why we love working with you all every year. And I'm curious, with that in mind, your support of NaNoWriMo writers, what is the thing that drives you in the work you do at Ingram? What keeps you motivated and engaged?
The authors that come to us and the success that, you know, we're able to see, like this past year, we actually had 4 Ingram Spark books that actually were face out on the shelves of Target. That's the first time that's ever happened. And, you know, and we, you know, are selling a lot of our books, not only to Amazon, but also to Barnes & Noble and to independent bookstores and libraries. The other thing that I'm really motivated about and think that Ingram plays, you know, a unique role in being able to do this is to actually being able to connect independent bookstores with indie authors. I mean, I think we're the one entity that can actually do that. So we're working at Ingram Spark to actually help bookstores kind of create programs within their stores that can help indie authors. The same thing with libraries. We're doing some webinars right now with the American Bookseller Association. We want to branch out and do some things with the Library of Congress and with the American Library Association to do similar types of program for authors, specifically on developing a community with their booksellers within, you know, their own communities, which I think is really important.
I agree. And I love that you guys are doing all of that stuff. And you and I sit together on the board of the Independent Book Publishers Association, and we're involved in a lot of initiatives to educate authors, but also I think mainly to help them publish well. And this is such a simple concept, really, to publish well. And yet so many authors fail to do that. And so to me, this is the biggest single frustration of self-publishing, even though I know we've made so much progress. And on that note, I'm wondering if you could offer one single piece of advice to a first-time author who's contemplating publishing their first book, what would it be?
Well, I have, in my long career in publishing, I was a publisher myself. And, you know, I know that you are as well, Brooke. And as a first-time author, you know, I do believe you should pursue, you know, trying to get a deal or, you know, to get some kind of help from a traditional publisher. And I know this as a publisher myself. Publishers definitely add value to an author's work. You know, to have a publisher's help and advice would really benefit you well over the long term of your writing career. And so you should try for that. And I really believe that. If you try and, you know, can't get, you know, the help that you want or need from an established publisher, you still have to do what a publisher would do to bring your book to market. So you should plan to invest in professional editors. You can find editors online. It's not that hard. We recommend different editing groups, you know, through the Ingram Spark site. So you should have your book professionally edited. And, you know, further than that, I believe you should invest in especially a custom cover design of your book. So those two things, I would say, really should not be shortchanged, even if you are self-publishing your own work.
Great advice, Robin. And I'd like to invite you to look into your crystal ball, into the world of book publishing in the future. And I ask you this because we're here in 2019, and I read that approximately 1 million new titles are being published each year, and I'm sure that's going to increase. Do you think that this kind of volume is good for the publishing ecosystem? And what will Ingram's role in what I've come to think of as the Wild West of book publishing, which includes all the non-traditional ways and models for getting published these days, what will it look like?
Well, I do believe the cream sort of rises. So what happens in Ingram Spark is definitely the better books and you know, the more well-written, the more well-published books kind of rise up. I do think we're going to see content sort of broken up in pieces and being able to be sold directly to readers is something that we're going to see more and more of. An author, I think, will over time be able to connect more easily with their readers and be able to serve up their content, you know, more in bite-sized pieces instead of as a full finished book. So I do see that coming. And, you know, the audio, I think there's going to be a lot of new services coming online around audiobooks to make it easier, to make it less expensive. I think the text-to-speech, you know, technology that's being developed is going to really revolutionize, especially the spoken word. So I'm really kind of looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Robin.
Yeah, thrilled to have you. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Grant and Brooke.
We'll be right back, everyone, with today's action. Not a writing action, just a pure action.
We are back, and today is an action. The action is to take a few field trips to your closest bookstore, to your local library, or to any retailer that sells books. Spend some time with the books. Pick them up and flip through them. Look at the quality. Notice the books. Really, truly notice them. If you want to be an author someday, you know, especially an author publisher, you really need to know what books look like. You want to become a student of books, and not just for their content, but for their production value. Look at the paper and the design and the colors and begin to absorb how certain kinds of ideas trend in the category that you're writing in. I would never advocate for this, because if you think about it, if you're not accepting money because you're not a cover designer and you wouldn't design someone else's book for money, then why would you design your own book? So on the other hand, knowing something about what a book is supposed to look like can help you give a measure to the expectations that you have for your own product. And then later, once you publish, make sure that you order a proof or an advanced copy of your own work, and then you go on another field trip. You go back to the local bookstore, library, or retailer, show it to the person at the counter. Ask if you can see the buyer or the head librarian, and then say, would you buy this book or would you order this book? Get a professional opinion about what's working and not working, because at that point, it's not too late to make a change. And then if you must, you can say that the book was written by your friend, you know, if it feels too embarrassing to do it yourself, to try to get the most honest feedback as possible. And no matter what, the point is to take advantage of book people. They're out there, they're working in bookstores, they're working in libraries, and they are the best kind of people to give you free advice if you know the right kinds of questions to ask.
Thanks so much for that, Brooke. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. Just a reminder, Right Mind is a weekly podcast, so we'll be back next week. And please download it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify. And if you can help us out just by giving us a rating, that would be tremendous. We'd love you. We'll thank you. We'll send you good writing and publishing karma. So please give us a review, and we'll see you next week.